tomorrow Krishna Kanti, what name?
Krishna Kanta.
He should be ready here. And also Janava tomorrow. Then Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit, be careful and hear. Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahusam bhavante manusyam artadam manityam api hadi turnam jateta napateta anumrit tujavat nise asaya visaja sarvata khanusaya. What meaning? You stand up and explain.
Mike.
Srila Gurudev has asked me to explain this verse. Look, dvasu durlam avidam bahu sambhavante. After many, many births, one has gone through many species, through animal species, plant species, and finally one has come to the human form of life. The special quality of the human form of life is that one is able to practice Krishna consciousness. One is able to realize that which is actually for one's supreme benefit. Otherwise, in animal species, ahara nidra bhayamaitanam cha, these things can be done, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, the same as in the human form of life. So in the human form of life, one can get Sadguru, and under the guidance of Sadguru, one can take advantage. Otherwise, if one does not take advantage of the special opportunity afforded by the human form of life, there is a danger that one may again fall into the lower species of life. So therefore, it is given very emphatically, nishreyasaya, for our benefit, we must take this opportunity and not waste the human form of life by engaging in bhajan under the guidance of Sadguru.
Turnam na jatet. What is meaning of turnam na jatet?
Do not turn away. Do not go down again.
Advance.
Advance.
Don't waste a minute time. Otherwise, next moment you may die. Turnam na jatet. Patet anumittu javat nishreshaya. Sit down. What is nishreshaya? Nishreshaya. Vishakhalusakasa. Turnam jatet na patet anumittu javat nishreshaya.
Sense gratification is available in all species of life.
You should understand that. What is nishreshaya?
In the third line of the verse, they stated, turnam yateta napatet anumritu javan. Turnam, at once, take up the practice of Krishna consciousness. Why? Na chalet anumritu javan. Again, you will go into the chain of birth and death. One should not do this. Why? Nishreyasaya vishaya kalu sarvatasyat. Vishay. Sense gratification. This is not for our benefit. And that sense gratification is available everywhere. Kalu sarvatasyat. It's available everywhere without any endeavor. In other words, here Shukadeva Goswami Pad is explaining that why is it that we neglect the path of Krishna consciousness? Why? Because we have some desire for material comfort, luxury, sense gratification. Yet, all this material sense gratification, it comes by itself of its own accord without any endeavor whatsoever on account of the karma that we performed in our previous lives. Therefore, there's no need to endeavor for that. Just endeavor for Krishna consciousness, and all those things will come anyway. And if one will neglect the endeavor for Krishna consciousness, then, oh, this will not be Shreya. This will not be for one's benefit, but it will bring about one's downfall.
What is Shreya? Oh, humanly, Rati in the lotus feet of Krishna is Shreya. Otherwise, not anything. What we are going to do in this world? Accept bhakti. All are like
Cypher.
Not Shreya.
Prayer.
All are prayer. Not Shreya. Only bhakti is Shreya.
Ultimate benefit.
Ultimate benefit. And it begins from where? Sadhu Sangha. Then Shraddha comes. Shraddha, two kinds of Shraddha. From beginning. Hearing Shastra. Lokamayi. And other, by hearing Shastra, and it is our duty by this. Lomai Shraddha, gradually it comes in Raganuga. And Vaidhi Bhakti, Aishwarya Bhakti. When Raganuga Bhakti will come, oh, this is Nirsesha. Vaidhi Bhakti also not so much. Hi, Shreya. But Nirsesaya, only this Raganuga Bhakti. So, turnam jate tana patet. Before dying, time is not certain. Parikshit Maharaj is 7 days. But we know, just we are here, we may go out and we may go. Here also, no certain. In a moment, so those who are wise, intelligent, they should begin. Don't be weak. It is easy to say. But very
hard
to
practice.
So we should try to practice it. Again, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Ayu harati vai punsam, uddandastanta jannasau, tasyarte jatkhanunito uttam sloka vartaya. Selected a sloka by Srimad Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ayu harati vai punsam. Can you explain? You?
So, Sukadeva Goswami is quoting this sloka. Ayu harati vai pungsam uddannastanca jannasau tastaitya chano nito uttam sloka vartaya. We are seeing every day sun is rising and then setting. So, and who has taken birth, they must have to die one day. But what he did in his human life, we have to consider about that. Ayu harati vai pungsam. Ayu means lifetime. Stolen by whom? And whose? Vai pungsam. Pungsam means all living entities. Ayu harati vai pungsam. Uttannastra jannasau. Every day sun is rising and setting, day and night. By this way, sun is stealing our lifetime. Then how we can extract from this? Tastaitya chano nito uttam sloka vartaya. If we discuss among ourselves the glory of uttam sloka means by uttam sloka, by very beautiful sloka, to whom we pray, then uttam sloka. Actually uttam sloka name of is Krishna. So if we pray Krishna by very beautiful sloka, like selected sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, which you have heard from Srila Gurudev Lotus Leaf, which time we spend discussing Harikatha, then our life will be successful. That time, sun cannot steal from us. And if you not do so, then our life will go vain. And if we, when we meet together, each other, if we discuss Harikatha, then our life will not be waste. If we not do so, then we have to suffer. And if we do so, then next birth, we'll get more higher births and more higher sadhu sangha. And gradually, where Mahaprabhu's pastime is going on, after that, where Krishna's pastime is going on, we'll take birth there and we'll do bhajan, higher and higher bhajan. Then one day we'll attend the associateship of Sriman Mahaprabhu and Divine Kapil. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. We have heard the story. Two rats cutting two branches, yet day and night, but comes from sun. Oh, he is cutting our lifetime. I don't know how many days are still, or how many hours, or how many moments, but he is cutting. Only he cannot cut those who are chanting and remembering Krishna, not their days. So, Srinivata Shraddhaya Nityam Grihatascha Svatishtitam Nati Tirghen Kalin Bhagavan Vishadehiti Pravishta Karnarandrena Svanang Bhava Sarururaham Dono Kishamalam Krishna Sariyam Jathasara. Who will explain? Bhakti Shar? Oh, you? What? It has been explained.
Srinivatam, Sadhyanitam, Grihanathascha, Sachasitam, Nathe Kalena Mata Bhagavan Vishatayridi. In this verse, Sri Sukadeva Goswami explains to Pariksit Maharaj, you must do five things when your spiritual life will be successful. Srinivatam, first you have to hear. So the Gauranga Maharaj used to ask, who is hearing? All are not hearing. All is going in one ear and out the other. Hearing is an art. Unless one is completely surrendered, how can one hear? Srinivatam, Sradhya. One must hear with faith. Nityam, continuously. Nityam Bhagavat Sevya. Every day one must make an effort to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Grinatas. Everything we hear we have to accept. Not like filtering. I like this, but I don't like that. And most importantly, but most difficult, Chasva Chasitam. One must, everything one hears and accepts with faith, Chasva Chasitam. One must practice and endeavor in one's own life. Natati Kalena Mataha. One who does these five things in no time at all, Bhagavan Vishuddhadi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will manifest in his heart.
Thank you. Here, importance of Shraddha. If you are Shraddha, very easy. Hearing what? What difficulty, problem? But there should be Shraddha. And if you have Shraddha and hearing, then by Shravani, hearing, at once, without delay, here he tells that Alpa Kaler Madhya, after some days, after some time. But in the beginning, Subhadeva Goswami has told, Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parai Rishwari, Satya Avaruddhate Atra Kritavi Susruvi Tatkhanat. What is the meaning of Tatkhanat?
Immediate.
So how wonderful. So we should hear Harikatha. We want to hear Vishayakatha. Instead of that, we should hear Harikatha. With Satya, in no moment, at once Krishna will come in your heart. And what he will do as a laukik bandhu? Karna randhena swanam bhava sarvamuham. Bhasarvam bhavi is like lotus. Dhunoti samalam. He takes away, washes
out
all the worldly desires, aparad, anartha, everything. So only shraddha is needed. Here, what you hear with the shraddha, Krishna will go in your heart and do everything. Khatvango Ram Raja. Vishnu
Yattam Yayusa.
You have Muhurtam Sarvamutsrijya Gatvan Abhayam Hari. The Raja Khatvanga Rishi.
Rajarshi, Raja and Rishi.
Rajarshi. Who went to Swargalok, heaven, to fight with demons. He defeated them. And
Indra.
The son of Shankar, Kartikeya, now he became general.
Commander general.
Commander general. General, commander and the demigods told that we are very happy. You can have any bone.
And you can stay here forever.
You should have any bone. He told that I want liberation and to serve Krishna. Oh, that we cannot. Then if you cannot give, then I have nothing to ask any boon for you. Please
tell
me how many days or how many years I will. Oh, only 12 minutes or
24 minutes.
24 minutes. Oh, take me to earth in Vrindavan anywhere. And he brought at once he dedicated fully. Any moment. Sarvamutsrijya means
give up everything.
He gave up everything what he has. He has big kingdom, wife, children, attachment for them, everything. He cut it. And he sat and
meditated
and at once in a moment he went. So there are so many examples. Parsparam Parsparanu Kathanam Pamanam Bhagavat Jasaha Mitho Rati Mitho Tusti Nibrti Mitha Atmana Smarantas Maranantascha Mitho Agharam Harim Bhaktya Sanjata Bhaktya Vibhut Urpat Kalya. Oh, about the Jeev Kandarsan soul, they should follow bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti. Raganuga bhakti is very rare, very rare. We should not try to pretend that I am Raganuga. They should follow bhakti. And by this, especially in our sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya, reading Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Though it appears Vaidhi bhakti, but very soon it will bring Raganuga. So we should follow Vaidhi bhakti. From Vaidhi bhakti will come Bhava. What is sadhana? We should know. What you are doing all not sadhana. We are chanting, remembering without aim. Oh, Krishna Prema will come. No. What is sadhana bhakti? Kriti sarcha bhava sav sadhana vidha nitya siddhascha bhavascha prakatam ridhi sadhya. What meaning?
Srila Gurudeva needs to speak about this verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu manifested by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. It is paribhasha, the definition of sadhana. He's saying, kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha. Kriti means by the senses. When our senses are engaged in the angas of bhakti, such as hearing, chanting, and remembering,
In what way? Kriti Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya Bhava. In such a way that the Satya Bhava, or the goal of our life, will be attained, then sadhana veda. This is called sadhana. What is the potentiality of sadhana? We should know that the goal of our life is to attain bhav bhakti. For those who are conditioned in this world, the aim and object is bhav bhakti. Rati, that is one of five types. One, permanent foundational emotional relationship with Krishna, either in Santa Dasya Sakya Vatsali or Madhurya, especially in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, in Madhurati is the aim and objective. So when hearing and chanting and remembering, that means the senses of this body and the mind are engaged in the process of devotion with the aim and object of attaining Sadhya Bhav, that goal, Krishna Rati, then this is called sadhana. So nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam ready sadhyata. What is the potentiality of this practice? The potentiality is that nitya siddha bhav, one mood, which is eternally perfect and hidden. This is our real treasure. Hidden within the heart, prakatyam ready sadhyata, it should become manifest. Therefore, if a devotee is hearing, chanting and remembering, but they have no idea what is the aim and object, what is Krishna Rati, or what type of Krishna Rati, then their practice can never be called sadhana bhakti. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that, oh, when the jiva is anatta grasta, he's covered by so many anattas, his hearing, chanting, remembering is not sadhana, it is sadhana abhas. When anattas are clearing, some steadiness will come, little taste will come, ruchi, at that time he understands bhakti tattva. Yatra alpa ruchir eva syad bhakti tattva avabodhikaha. If a little ruchi will come, then he understands bhakti tattva, and then he can think very nicely, oh, what is the goal of my life? And try very hard to attain that goal through guru seva, vaishnava seva, and very intensely hearing, chanting, and remembering, oh, this will be actual sadhana bhakti. You'll begin from there.
I think bhavakti, by sadhan bhakti, we can attain
bhav.
But what is really bhav bhakti? Shuddha sattva, visheshatma, prema sujjans samyavat, ruchiji chittam asin, ki dasau shuddha sattva. Oh, very. Shuddha sattva means the mood of Radhika or gopis. Or Brajavasi you can. But highest in gopis and Radhika. How he loves Krishna, this mood. And by following them, that mood partly comes to heart of devotees. That is called Shuddha Sattva. But Visheshatma, what is Visheshatma? That move, two things, Samved and Hladin, sar essence of both. Bhav, you know? What means bhav?
Bhav. Transcendental emotion.
Transcendental emotion. I don't think so, but there is no anyone. Prema san jan susamvibha. Essence of both. Ladini and Sambit. On Sambit. Sandini, our heart. When it descends, then it is called Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. This is the prem sujjan susambhava. If prem is surya, oh, little part of it. Abhas.
Semblance.
Then it is. What it does? Ruchi bhi.
Chittamma.
What ruchi? Ruchi here?
The first kind of
अभिलाषा, कृष्ण को प्राप्त करने की अभिलाषा जो है, सौहार्द इत्यादि, दीज आर एंड देन चित बिकम्स
वेरी स्मूथ,
स्मूथ एंड मेल्टिंग, दैट इज कॉल्ड रति और भाव. सो आवर मोड शुड बी दैट how by sadhan we can
attain,
manifest that. If you are doing chanting, remembering, but mood is there, our goal is there, then it will come. And when bhav bhakti will come, then our mood will be to attain, pray. These are processes. But how it will come? Very easy method. परस्परानुकथन पावनम भगवत जसा मिथो रति मिथो भक्ति तुष्टि निवृत्ति आत्मन स्मरंता स्मारंत भगवत जस द ग्लोरीज ऑफ कृष्ण स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण ईच अदर टेलिंग एंड हियरिंग When two bhakts are there, having the same mood, then whole day and night, like Rup and Sanatan, like Mahaprabhu Rai Ramananda and
Sarup Damodar,
like Srinivas Pandit, whole night doing kirtan, no sleepness, like this, paraspa, each other. What? One, any devotee told, Krishna is very merciful. Another told, Radha is so merciful.
Like Sukhsari.
May I tell something? Oh, yes, I want to hear. Once Krishna, in the form of an Ashpara,
angel,
heavenly damsel,
she came to Javad Gram, where Radhika was sitting with his
sakhis.
And in form of a very sham color. And very beautiful.
Attractive.
Attracting all. She came. And then Radhika saw, who is coming? Then other Sakhi, I don't know. I am seeing first time. Oh, very Mohini Murti.
Very attractive form.
Very attractive. Radhika stood up and welcomed. Oh, come on. I have never seen you. From where you came? You look like angel. And he gave a seat. And then he sat down there. And then Radhika told, who are you? Why have you come? And why you have come? But she was silent. Again, are you lamenting anything? Why you are so silent?
What is your problem?
He used to tell, I will make any remedy, and if any so much suffering, that in by telling others, it will be subside somehow. But no. Perhaps your husband is not good, not qualified. So I will have no love for him. So, what to do? Perhaps you don't like her and you have some friendship with another, any boyfriend. Perhaps. So that is the problem. But she was grave, not in telling anything.
Radhika Das Sakhi bolche, amar baba je tel pathiyechilo, kono dukkho to koro tel
dao. Then Radhika told, she's perhaps any headache or anything pain
in his body.
And that is why she is not speaking. Bring, my father has given a very
good massage.
Mahanarayan tail. It cures anyone and he becomes very happy. Oh, I will rub. Because she is my sakhi. Even she is not speaking. And what became of her? Oh, tomorrow. So this man, first man, very mysterious and very wonderful speech. Very soon you can read it. I will give it in a form of a publication. How interesting. So this past tense, like Rupa and Sanatana used to
each other.
So when two devotees will meet together, they will discuss all this. So this is mitho rati, mithatusti, nivartischa atmana, smaranam smarayancha. By this past and sweet past tense of Krishna. Oh, they remember Krishna and Radhika and sweet past tense of Krishna. Each other hearing by questioning. What became after that? Oh, and after that, like this. So, we should follow all these things. You'll see that you'll forget worldly desires and worldly all these desires.
Krishna Das, one Kirtan. Bashe ghanashyam, Shyam ki muraliya mein.